Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Do you believe everything you see in those baby Einstein videos? Are they going to make your baby smarter, getting into better schools? We're going to talk about baby brain development here with Dr. Robert Mendelson. He's a national media spokesperson for the American Academy of Pediatrics. So what's going on, Dr. Mendelson, in little babies' brains?
Everything. Yeah. Everything. The more that we find out about baby brains, the more we find out that there's much more going on. It's not like a blank slate that gets information that it didn't have before. You have to remember that babies' brains and especially babies' ears have been working in utero, and they're functioning there, and they function even more when the baby is out of the uterus and now out in the real world. So we get excited about all the new things we're learning about baby and their brains and what they're doing and how educable they are and how early that time comes.
Does a baby's brain development depend on the genes with which you're born? I mean, are you just going to have a smarter baby if your dad's a math teacher and your mother was, you know, an English teacher or something? Or can you actually speed up that learning process with those videos that show planets, you know, floating around and things like that?
Yeah, some of the information that's come out more recently is that a lot of those things that they used to think were very good were nothing more than basically eye candy, eye stimulation. The things that are really important in babies' brain stimulation is interactivity. And the most important thing that parents can do is to sit and look at and gaze at and have eye contact with their babies. And something that we mentioned in the last couple segments, skin-to-skin contact, hugging them, talking to them. They learn their language from what they hear from the very beginning. So that's what we encourage moms to do whenever possible. And certainly shortly, absolutely by 6 months when the baby can sit up in your lap, is reading to them, looking at picture books, pointing at things, naming them, simple language. That's the way babies learn.
You know, it's amazing that it still is, you know, in quotes, old school, because it seems like, you know, parents today, I can just picture a mom sitting there with an iPad in her lap flipping through some pictures to
right.
show a baby, you know, like this is Einstein or this is a bug or this is a, but still they like the books and they like the feel of those books and the words. So really it is a parent, their voice, they're reading. Now, what if you actually talk to your baby, like while they're sitting in their little bouncy chair, you're cooking dinner, is it pointless to talk?
Not at all. Not at all. That's the way they learn their language. That's the way they learn their parents' voices, which, going back to the calming and soothing, parents do this better than anybody because that's the voice that the baby has heard in utero, and that's the voice that the baby hears the vast majority of its early life. And those things are all important. You mentioned about babies using books. I don't know if you're familiar with a program called Reach Out and Read, but that's something that a lot of us in pediatrics offices are doing. As the babies come in for their well-child exams, we're giving them a book to take home and to read. The little ones, it's picture books. They're age-appropriate books up to about age 5, and this has been an incredible increase in the amount of books that some parents have in their homes. What we found out with research is a lot of parents don't have any baby books in their house and don't use them. And this is just a great program that is called ROR, Reach Out and Read, that I would encourage all pediatricians and all parents to become involved with.
Well, you can get more information at reachoutandread.org. And that's a great suggestion, Dr. Mendelson. And what do you think about, like, those books that are soft and that the babies invariably just put right into their mouths?
Absolutely. That's the ones we start with. You hit it right on the head, Melanie. This is they like the touch. They like the texture. They put them right in their mouths. And if you're giving that book to them in your office, very often parents will immediately take it out of their mouths if it's bad. And we have to encourage the parents not to do that, to let them suck on the book, let them lick it, then show them the bug or the Einstein or whatever it is. Say the word. Pretty soon you say the word, the child will point to it. It's a very exciting time of life in the first year and two and second year of life when the baby's brain is developing so rapidly.
What do you think, and this is just your opinion, we're going to see with all the electronics and people using things like iPad to stimulate their babies? I mean, do you think this is going to end up causing eye troubles or brain electric things shooting around, or do you think it's a good thing?
No, I think it's a good thing. I don't think there's any problem with doing that. Now, if you use an iPad like you would use a book, the texture isn't the same, but you can pull up pictures and you can identify pictures, and this is the way your child learns to focus and the way your child learns to appreciate books in general. But as you say, the texture of a book, especially the soft ones to start with and the harder paper ones later that are sort of indestructible, are what we're giving out to our patients, and I think a lot of pediatrics offices are.
Not to mention getting drool on your tablet, but, you know, just the pixels in one of those things. Do you happen to know about if a baby sees, you know, those things the same way that they would see a book that's just a one-dimensional thing?
You know, I haven't seen any research on that. We know that a baby's vision is very different when they're born than when they're a year old, for example, in terms of focus. When a baby is breastfeeding, for example, the focal length of the baby is perfect for breastfeeding. It's about 11 inches. That's where the baby sees the best. And when a baby is put to breast, that's where the length of the focal length is so important, because the baby's looking right at the mom's face. So all these things are things that we're learning about babies' brains now. And the more individual stimulation, talking to the baby, playing with the baby, skin-to-skin contact, hugging the baby, all these things become increasingly important. We just do not recommend that babies sit in front of a television set as an electronic babysitter, especially in the first 2 years of life. The Academy has come out basically with saying no TV, no screen time of that kind, passive screen time in the first 2 years of life.
And where does music play a role, Dr. Mendelsohn? Because as you've mentioned, you know, we're talking about the visual and we're talking about language development and the brain has all of these things. What about the auditory development? You know, are we supposed to be playing classical music or our favorite rock and roll or little kiddie music by the Wiggles? Is that going to stimulate, make them perk up, look around, do that sort of thing?
Absolutely. And remember, as we discussed already, one of the senses that the baby can use in utero is they can hear. We know that they can hear in utero, hear their parents' voice, hear music. A lot of parents play music all the time, and as you say, it should be their favorite music, and it will become the baby's favorite music in many cases.
That's true, too. I can attest to that because my babies like rock and roll just as much as I do. And when do you start to see the physical and motor development, like putting a crayon in their hands?
Any time that they can grasp something, they will. As you know, if you touch a baby inside the fingers or in the palm of the hand, they are very likely to grasp it. And if you put something in their hand at that time, they might grasp it, and they might even accidentally put it to a piece of paper and make a mark that is permanent. And that's something that really thrills babies. So as far as I'm concerned, the sooner the better, and that generally can be done any time during the second year of life and sometimes even at 5 months.
In the last 30 seconds, wrap up everything for us about babies, development, feeding, just babies.
Well, babies are a wonderful, wonderful way to enjoy the world more yourself. You can see the world through the baby's eyes. The most important single thing that a parent can do, can give their child their time. And the more time you spend with your baby, the more rapid the development will be, the more joy you will have with your child. And frankly, there's no question about the fact that bonding with your baby starts very, very early in life.
This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD and Healthy Children. Stay well.